This is not the beginning of my story. The beginning was removed. This is where I chose to begin restoring it. I have lived with a condition not undiagnosed, but redacted. It reshaped my body, cognition, and autonomic control in ways that defy current clinical language, not because they're impossible, but because they've been excluded from what is allowed to be known. What I believe now, after years of direct experience, careful observation, and failed explanations, is that I've lived through a biological adaptation, a slow systemic response to a fungal invader, not an infection in the acute sense, but a reprogramming of my physiology, pituitary signaling, electrolyte balance, behavior, and memory itself. The systems meant to detect it, medical, scientific, biological, and digital, did not fail. They looked away. Whether by accident or design, this condition has been removed from collective understanding, but it's real, it happened, and it is happening still. This isn't a call for sympathy or recognition, it's a call to memory, mine, yours, ours, before it's erased again. I'll be documenting what I've lived, not just symptoms and labs, but the theory that explains them and the structures that bury them. Some of this will be messy. Some speculative and theoretical, or maybe not. How do you know, since it was redacted? Some precise. All of it will be honest, and I'll try to lighten the mood along the way, because folks, we need it these days. And if what I'm saying is true, then I am not the only one. Just one of the few who remembered long enough to write it down. So I begin here before the tracks run out. Sheesh, that was dramatic. Note, I have no editor, and this work is very long and disjointed. My time is limited, and most of this is written in small pieces as I have lived through things, or remember things I've lived through. That makes it hard. So does the invader. He wants me to forget, I think. No one wants all of this in their head all the time. Why I'm still alive. This is going to seem confusing right here. Deal with it, reader. I like it here. I shouldn't be, and yet here I am. By all accounts, this thing should have taken me out years ago. It wrecked my gut, burned through my skin, hijacked my hormones, rewired my thirst, drained my blood, and stole my gallbladder on the way out. I've lived in the margins of physiology. No textbook covers this. No protocol explains it, but I'm still here. Why? Two things. The invader wants me alive, and because I knew just enough. I stopped moving. The article said that subjects would self-limit. Yeah, it's hard to walk far when your legs hurt and your joints don't feel right. It wasn't fatigue, it was deliberate. Movement burns fluid, muscle demands volume, and volume is death when your system can't hold on to it. So I stayed still. I conserved. I read a lot of books. I rationed energy like a desert survivor counting drops. That wasn't intuition. That was math. And the fluids, that was discipline. I knew the thirst wasn't real, or at least not mine, so I just started limiting my intake. Like grandfather said with his scrunched up face, water makes me sick. Then there's fluconazole. 3 years, four now. Not a cure, but a leash. It held the line, slowed the advance, gave me a fighting chance to map the terrain. But here's the irony. The condition wants you to sit still. It wants you calm, quiet, unmoving. Not to help you, but to extend its window. It turns you into a vessel, not a fighter. Most people wouldn't recognize that bargain until it's too late. I did. So yeah, I'm alive because I got lucky with a few insights. But what if someone had all the knowledge? What if someone walked into this with a blueprint? How long could they live then? Could they manage this for more than the 3 decades I did? A normal lifespan, maybe? That would be almost evolutionary. Here's what they do different. Fluids. Rigid control, not just less, but timed. Fluids would be dosed like a medication. Tied to meals, electrolyte thresholds, and GI status. Monitoring daily logs of urine colors, specific gravity, volume, pH, not for curiosity, but for regulation. They'd track everything. Weight shifts, temperature, cramping, skin texture, mental clarity, diet. small, repeatable, non-fermentable meals, low residue, bone broth, protein fragments, zero sugar. They learn which combinations feed the invader and never touch them. Posture and pressure. They'd manage vessel load like a pilot balances fuel. Sitting, reclining, even sleeping positions would be deliberate, all to keep pressure gradients from flipping. Stacking antifungals. They'd rotate agents, time delivery, adjust based on symptom clusters. They'd never let the fungus settle. External clues. They'd record emotional shifts, taste changes, sleep signal failures, anything that might be a fungal nudge. Labs. Not for diagnosis, for trend lines, for puzzle pieces. They'd build a map the system can't erase. That person, the one with full knowledge, wouldn't just survive. They'd become formidable. And one day they might look back like I am now and realize the architect found the agent and the agent found how to live.